Base Case 32, Major Scales, Part 1. New students and returning students in combo and my jazz ensemble and, of course, in my bass studio. And for some reason, I've been talking about scales a lot. And I'm sometimes a little incredulous. Maybe that's too strong a word. Maybe surprised at the resistance to practicing and, moreover, working out major scales on your instrument. The resistance to that. And I'm just referring to major scales. I'm not even touching on harmonic minors or modes or on altered dominant scales or pentatonic scales. Or, you know, the plethora of scales out there. I'm just talking about your basic run-of-the-mill major scale. Everybody should be able to play that on their instrument. I'm just a little surprised that I'll go into a jury and see other musicians on other instruments struggling with playing some scales. But for us bass players, particularly electric bass players, let's just stay with electric bass players. Most scales are relatively easy to, quote, get under your fingers. That's the phrase I use, along with millions of other musicians, meaning be able to play something at will, right? Once you learn one of the several fingerings for major scale, that fingering, that finger pattern works in a cookie-cutter fashion. That was what my ear training professor used to refer to for piano cadence chords. And cookie cutter, meaning that the fingering worked across the neck. It works across the neck. So, you know, if I have a major fingering on C, you know, 2-4 CD, and then move to the next string, 1-2-4 EFG, and then move to the next string, 1-3-4 ABC, I can do that across the neck. And it works in every key, you know, all 12 major scales in all octaves. All the register of the instrument is anything, as long as I'm not using an open string, that's going to work across it. And that's for licks or heads or anything. If you're not using open string on electric bass and you're playing a pattern, a scale, a lick, a head, a line, you can move it anywhere you want to. That's where our built-in advantage is, and we've got to take advantage of that. Now, double bass is a little different. The sheer length of the fingerboard, it prevents a lot of that cookie-cutter concept, but we still can do more than one scale slash key with one fingering. Like the fingering I was showing one of my new bassists, that I was showing him a one octave B-flat and half position on the double bass. And the same fingering works on F. The fingering for E major, you know, first position, works for A major. Now that's, you know, that's the mechanics. I posted a video on my Bass Case channel on YouTube of me playing C major scale. And that fingering will work across the neck. Now, here's what I do, and here's what I encourage my students to do, is that you want to play your scales every day. I mean, it's something I warm up on. Gets my head wrapped around the fact that I'm a bass player and gets my fingers warmed up. You don't have to play them all. Now, on electric, I play through what I call the cycle. You know, I go through the cycle of fourths. So I start on C, and then I go to F, and then B-flat and E-flat, and so on through the fourths. And I do this later, and then I do this on double bass, too, sometimes. And then I play through the scales that make up the changes of a tune that I'm working on that week. You know, if I was like, right now we're working on Night and Day, right? You know, it starts with a D half diminished, and so I work that scale, and then I work in harmonic rhythm. But I deal with scales a lot. And in studio, in applied studio with my bass students, I start off with a scale to warm up on and that we know. and we work on different fingerings. So with my double bass students, it's a little different. We just do one scale a month, but we really inhabit that scale. We utilize different fingerings and different bowings, and we get to know that scale. Scales build facility. You know, on electric bass, you use all four fingers for what I call fingering number one. And you get more comfortable with the instrument. And you get more comfortable with the fingerboard or the fretboard of the bass. And it helps with so many things. They help with, you know, just technically they help with the nuisance that string crossings can pose, right? Because, you know, you're usually dealing with two or three strings. They build dexterity and facility of the right hand, you know, whether you're bowing them or if you're plucking them or if you're playing pits. And then they build endurance. Try playing through the cycle, you know, all 12 keys with a metronome. I mean, some of my newer players struggle getting through the cycle. You know, put the metronome on 60, you know, you've heard me talk about this, and go through the scales and quarter notes, or just one major scale and key, one key, let's say C. You know, our strongest fingers are one and two, you know, our pointer finger and our middle finger. Three and four, our ring finger and pinky, tend to be our weakest. This kind of works this out. And I see, you know, some of my newer players, you know, whether they've been playing a lot or they're younger, they try to do everything with their number one and number two finger and disregard three and four. You know, we have to stop that because we can't play bass with two fingers. You can't survive as a bass player on that. I've never seen anybody do that. And for electric bass, we need all four fingers across most of the neck. And then for double bass, we use one, two, and four until we get to fourth position, you know, thumb position. And we forget about four and we use number three. But that's all mechanics, right? You know, let me give my talk on why scales are so important. They're multifaceted. They work things out. It's amazing how many lines are scalar, meaning they're made up of all or part of a scale. Walking bass lines. Solo lines. Heads. Think about that. Fly Me to the Moon. The first phrase is C major scale descending to the fifth. I mean, Joy to the World, that's the C, that's whatever key you want. It's starting, it's a descending major scale. It just rhythmically, it fools you. And it's amazing to me why musicians will disregard that, because you get closer to your instrument. I remember why, and I know there's probably some people out there that can play really well and don't think about scales. I remember watching a video with an interview with Billy Sheehan, and it was two. He was talking about, he was with the interviewer who was pointing out what scales he was playing, and Billy Sheehan did not know what scales, you know. But Billy Sheehan lives on another planet, man. He's so far above, he's that most of us mere mortals are going to need our scales. If you know the scale, you're going to have some lines that you can develop the lines from that. If you know, it's going to help your sight reading. You know, I was pointing something out to one of my guitarists and some lines that we were playing. And I was saying, look, that's just C mixolydian, you know, a C major with a B flat in it. I said, that's all that scale is. That's all that line is. It's just part of a scale. Everything's part of a scale. Don't disregard them. They're only going to help your playing. Do you have to play them all day? No, just, you know, get one and start working it out. It makes everything happen faster. There's no fishing and picking around. It develops your situational awareness of your neck. Everything happens faster as a musician. And this applies to vocalists too. You know, next time, you know, if you're struggling, you know, you don't know the fingering. I mean, like I said, the videos on the YouTube channel for Bass Case, or, you know, this is something that your private teacher, if you have one, needs to be teaching you. But if not, if you don't have one, get to work, right? Now, next time I'll go into the cycle and how important it is to practice to it. Yeah. If you have any questions, email me, Phil@basecase.co. I'll talk to you next time.